24 years ago, Tom Hanks made his directorial debut with the film That Thing You Do, about a band called The Wonders, or was it The Oneaters, that had a brush with success and then went the way of many one-hit wonders. Our next guest on Downtown played the lead singer of the group, Jimmy Mattingly. He joined us a couple of months ago, and with late notice, he's back. Jonathan Scheck joining us to talk about an exciting reunion of the band coming up tomorrow night. John, thanks so much for being with us on short notice.
Sure, man. We've been doing a lot of press. We got a great article in Rolling Stone that just made me burst into tears.
I saw that. That was fantastic. Well, this is such a great idea, and did it all start to come together after the news of the death of Adam?
You know, we're all close. We haven't gotten together since we toured Japan, and that was like in '97. But that's fictional. We toured, but we like it was karaoke. You know, we were like Britney Spears there for a while. But, you know, I go to all the games with Playtone and Gary Getzman, and just over the years, I just always been tight with everybody. Always got to see Tom Scott out there in Los Angeles every once in a while. I get to see Steve Zahn in various places, and I think we went to the Super Bowl one year together. And Ethan always been around, but we never really all got together. We've always talked about it. We almost got together for the 20th anniversary. I mean, these actors, they work nonstop. So it's like, you know, trying to get everybody together is really difficult. But first, Tom Hanks and Rita get sick, you know, making this whole thing very real for me.
Oh, yeah.
And it started, you know, phone calls start happening. Then everything gets shut down and everyone starts to have to be quiet, and you know, everyone's calling everyone. And then when Adam passed, I was just like, well, this is so real to me. You know, this could be me. It could be any of us.
Right.
So, you know, let's go back to Mayberry. Let's go back to That Thing You Do. Let's go back to 1964. Let's go back when life was a lot easier and make things light right now, because it's really tough on a lot of people. Pretty much everybody is in the same boat right now.
Well, this is such a great idea. So tomorrow night, you guys at 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock here in the East. Everybody, if I understand this right, you're encouraging people to get their own copy of the movie. Most of us have it already. All of us big fans of the movie. And Tom is going to count us in.
Yeah. So that's the plan. You know, there's all kinds of copyright issues and stuff like that. So that's the best thing we can do, is have everyone just have a copy right there so they can watch. We'll commentate along with the movie. Everyone will push play at the same time.
That's fantastic. And so it's you and Steve Zahn, Tom Everett Scott, Ethan Embry. Liv Tyler's going to be a part of this as well?
Yes. He's going to be calling in from London. I don't know how long she's going to last because it's late there. But and then we're going to have Giovanni Ribisi is going to be on there.
Oh, fantastic.
I know, and hopefully we'll get a cameo from Hanks. It all depends of whether legally everyone's allowed to do this or not. I think we'll be fine, but you know, it's a good, you know, it's calling. You know, I'm big on calling.
Yeah, and encouraging people as well to help out and support Music Cares. It's such an important time because for performing artists of all kinds out there, but musicians. Yeah, it's tough. There are no places to perform. The money doesn't come in when you're not out there performing.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary. You know, even in my world, we don't know how production's going to look at, you know, bringing people together again, getting bonded and stuff like that. So the concerts, you can imagine musicians really rely on a live audience. And, you know, that's really hits the musician very hardly because they can't even go play on the street, really. Think about it to that level, you know.
Right. We're talking with Jonathan Scheck here on Downtown. And you guys, when you've talked about this with us last time you were on, when you were making That Thing You Do, you guys bonded pretty quickly because you rehearsed as a band more than just reading sides or anything like that. You guys were in practicing on those instruments.
Yeah, you know, that was the thing, is we became a band. We had to play those songs, play them, you know, That Thing You Do four different ways, six different ways, and all the other songs. And we had to learn our instruments, how to learn how to sing. And so we just bonded over that. And then just the whole experience of moving into a big production, we were a team, you know, we were together. It was a great experience. And Tom Hanks and Gary Getzman were just at the top of the food chain. Those guys are just the best, the best of the best. Sort of like Belichick and Tom Brady, Yeah.
And I didn't know this until I watched the piece you guys did with Rolling Stone, that when you came in for the first table read, you guys actually got up when it was time for the songs and played.
You know, I do remember that. I do remember being very scared. I remember that very, very well. We were ready. We practiced nonstop. We were like, on the weekends, we would just go nonstop. You know, just pushing one another to get better and better and better and better, and getting the little things. You know, each chord had to be correct. Yeah, that was us. We did it.
And it's hard to believe it was 24 years ago, but clearly you guys still very close. And that experience of making a movie, and you talked about the environment that was created by Tom and everybody involved, but does having that experience early in your film career spoil you a little bit, expecting that that's the way it's going to be on every movie, every TV show?
You know, I think it was about 10 years after that I had lunch with Tom Everett Scott, and I looked over at the table at him and I said, you know, have you had this experience? Because Tom Hanks used to say, you know, we would ask him for direction. He'd be like, you could do no wrong. You could do no wrong. And so for, you know, several films after that, I was thinking, well, I can't do anything wrong. I'm great. But what it was is he was just saying, like, he worked with us in a different way. The process of Tom Hanks is what we got to be an experience of, you know, the actor being thoroughly engaged with rehearsals and study, and that's Tom Hanks. So, you know, that's what we brought to pretty much everything I've ever done. But to that extent was just incredible. You know, I never got to experience anything like that again.
Well, it has been, since we talked to you last time a couple of months ago, man, it's been a rough stretch with dealing with this. And not long after we talked, you guys dealt with those horrible tornadoes down in the Nashville area. Man, things got to get better pretty soon, I hope.
I hope so. It's been nonstop, hasn't it? I mean, Monday, Georgia got hit with some tornadoes. I've never experienced weather like, well, Hurricane Katrina and earthquakes, but never tornadoes.
Man.
I've never had to deal with tornadoes. I didn't even know they existed here, but they do.
Well, we're hoping for better days ahead, and this is going to go a long way toward giving people a very good weekend to smile and watch you guys comment on that thing you do tomorrow night at 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock here in the East on YouTube. That thing you do, a special live watch party with the Wonders reunited. It's a great thing. We appreciate you coming back on to talk about it with us.
Sure. Make sure you tune in. Steve Zahn's probably the funniest man alive.
Hey, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Appreciate it. We'll be watching tomorrow night.
Yeah, enjoy.